Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at YouTube.com/ Steven Larson, and available wherever podcasts can be found. If you're a fan of Going In Raw, take one moment and hit that like button if you're watching us on YouTube. If you're listening to us in the audio realm, leave us a rating, review, or comment. It really does help the show quite a bit. And, of course, we're on the Patreon at patreon.com/ Steven Larson. We have a variety of reward tiers. We've got a bunch of bonus content. We've got some new stuff coming up. But more importantly, this is Matt Chat.
Yeah.
This is where we get our Matt Chat questions from the Patreon. We reach out to our $20 a month and up patrons. The premier Patreon tier right there. And we asked them for some video questions and maybe some text questions. Got a little bit of both today.
We do.
What's kicking it off, Larson?
Christopher Rampasad has a question. Let's answer it.
Okay.
Happy New Year, Stephen Larson. So my question is about Raw and SmackDown. My problem is I feel like we've been seeing the same people. I feel like there's nothing new coming to it. I feel like when they try something new, it falls flat or they have no confidence in it. And I feel like creatively, it's been flat and not motivated. Like when I'm watching Raw SmackDown, it's not fun or energizing. I want to know what can they do and are they going to fix this problem or Vince is just going to be Vince? Because I feel like I'm wasting time watching Raw and SmackDown at this point. All right, Steven Larson. Happy New Year. Excited for 2020 for you guys.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you, Christopher.
Will WWE fix their problems? Probably not anytime soon.
Well, let's say, maybe we should suggest this to Christopher. If you're not happy watching WWE's product, let me take a break.
I feel like Christopher's on. He's on here every single week. I wonder if he's one of those who are like, I'm not really into the wrestling these days, but I'm really into the Friendoverse. And so maybe he keeps up just to keep up with us.
That could be.
That's pure speculation on my part.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, like, if wrestling isn't bringing you happiness, if you're not entertained by it, you know, I don't feel beholden to.
Maybe he'd like Impact or just NWA or NXT. I understand that a lot of people are some people can sometimes tend to be completionists.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh man, you know, if something cool does happen, I don't want to miss it because That's the thing about WWE. At any time, at any given time, something cool can happen.
Could happen.
Could. I'll be honest with you. I kind of feel like, for the most part, the problems that exist within WWE creatively, they do exist. I kind of feel like they're a bit on the overblown side, though. I mean, week to week, there was a whole stretch of time when SmackDown was a perfectly enjoyable show.
Yeah.
That was actually a lot of fun to watch. These days, SmackDown's kind of a chore to watch, but Raw, on the other hand, has quite a few cool things going for it. Just this past week, we had a really terrific Aleister Black Buddy Murphy match. I thought the stuff with Samoa Joe and Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens was really, really good. I think with WWE, it's more a matter of, man, there's a lot of potential there that, as good as it sometimes can be, it should be. And it could be so much better.
Yeah.
There could be cool stuff happening every single week with that amazing roster of talent they have. So if you want to say, you know, the lack of taking advantage of all that talent is one of their biggest problems, I would agree. I think that comes from a lack of long-term vision. Will that ever be fixed? I personally think that until Vince McMahon is no longer the end-all be-all for their creative, he's the guy who everything goes through him and it doesn't make the air unless he gives it his stamp of approval or unless he's rewritten an entire script moments before they go live. Until that changes, no, nothing will be fixed, nothing at all. And then you can expand on that because your answer is correct also.
All right. First, to address something you said. Yeah, I don't know if the problems were necessarily overblown. I think people who have qualms about the product have every right to have qualms about the product because, as you said, yes, there's good. There's always good on Raw, SmackDown, whatever. The problem isn't that there's some good. The problem is that it's not consistently good. Raw will have a really good episode. And you're like, oh, maybe they turned the corner. A week or two later, wow. Like, who the hell wrote this garbage?
Yeah.
Right now, SmackDown is just like, they're consistently mediocre.
Yeah.
There's no urgency on the show. I feel no urgency as a viewer to watch the show, which is a bummer. Maybe this is partly the source of Christopher's angst. It's not so much that the shows are bad all the time. If I didn't do this for a living, I wouldn't feel the need to watch everything on a weekly basis. Because I feel like more often than not, if I miss an episode, I'm not missing much.
Yeah,
I might miss a couple good matches. Well, it's good matches every week on TV. From a storyline perspective, it's not must-watch TV at this point because you can miss a week.
SmackDown definitely.
Yeah, you miss a week between them recapping stuff incessantly and the story beats that generally happen not being terribly impactful. You don't really miss much by missing an episode.
I feel like that's definitely the case with SmackDown. Just for my own personal predilections, I actually kind of enjoy a lot of what's going on with Raw. I feel like Raw is still. It's so funny because we had this question in the past before SmackDown had moved to Fox. Is SmackDown going to be the A show? And we felt like that first week, man, they're really stacking this pretty big time. It's not even close.
No.
If you look at the disparity between the rosters, they have Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and then they've got good talent, but all you see is Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
And everybody else just seems to be buried. And when I say buried, I mean that in the loosest of terms.
You know, I mean it's buried just, as we define it. I mean buried as in this. They're not
doing anything important with anybody. Over on Raw, I feel like they give a spotlight. I mean, off the top of my head, you know, Becky Lynch is great. Asuka's there; she's great. You got Buddy Murphy and Aleister Black. They're doing really good work. Rey Mysterio consistently does good work. Owens, Rollins, Samoa Joe is there now. Raw actually has a really good roster that they typically do a relatively good job of featuring some names there.
They do, but again, consistency I still feel like is a problem.
That could change at any moment, by the way. All those names that I just mentioned doing cool stuff, any one of them, they could be missing next week. They could all just drop off a cliff.
I know.
And it'll be like, this is such a chore.
And despite the fact
that is a big problem.
There's a huge problem. And despite the fact there is some good. And how many real transcendent moments have we had in WWE the last year on main rosters? Kofi winning the title.
I think a lot of the Becky Ronda stuff was really good.
Yeah, I feel like the best stuff of that was more towards the tail end of 2018 as opposed to this year because the road of Becky getting to Mania was muddled with all sorts of McMahon interference that was needless. You can say the backstage brawl between Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte was really good. Kofi won the title. That was those were amazing moments, and him actually winning was amazing. There's been a lot of good stuff, but as wrestling fans, you know, I'll get to this more in a second. I personally give Vince a lot of crap for just booking moments as opposed to booking stories, and they go hand in hand. You can't have, you know, if you want a really well-told story, you need those moments where you it's transcendent. You mark out, if you will. You need those moments in wrestling, but without the story tied to those moments, yeah, and the moments seem great, but long term you're like, okay. That's why Kofi's build and win at WrestleMania felt so great and cathartic and amazing, is because there was a story that built up to that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm getting off track here. Will WWE fix their problems? So long as they keep making money, no. That's entirely tertiary. That's like a third priority for them. That being said, if a TV deal was jeopardized, if sponsorships were jeopardized, if advertisers were jeopardized because of dropping ratings, whatever the problem may be, then they might finally go around to addressing it. Until money's taken out of their wallets, I honestly don't think they really care.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that Here's my counter to that. If they were losing all sorts of money, if the sponsors started pulling out, I don't know that Vince McMahon would ever take a look in the mirror and say, my creative is what's wrong here.
Well, it'd be a situation
they would
where...
throw money. I'm sorry. Just let me get this in real quick. They would throw money at a million different things to continually pop ratings moment to moment before he ever addressed the long.
No, and I don't disagree with that. I was going to say that
the
same
boring
thing.
Answer, basically.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. I think it would be a situation where money's getting pulled out. They're losing TV deals. Well, what are we going to do to pop things? It's not going to, hey, let's really take a look in the mirror and reflect on what's going on.
I should change everything I've been doing.
And the long-term reasons why fans are leaving, viewership is down, all that kind of stuff.
I think things will change once he's gone and he's either dead or he's retired. I mean, there's the possibility the XFL might end up taking so much of his time that he'll delegate more this year. That was one of my predictions, but I'm not very confident in that happening. I'm really not. Let's move on to the next one. This is sort of fits in with what Christopher's getting at here. It's from Guillaume Halili. Let's see what he has to say.
Hey there, friendos. This is Jacksonville's number one Matt Chatter, Guillaume Halili, back with another Matt Chat question. This week, what I want to know, with AEW's storyline with the Elite now, the Elite trying to get back on top, that's possibly the company realizing, oh, we need to put those guys back where they belong because people love them. What's the WWE got to realize in that same sense? You know, like, is it the creative? Is it having representation for the right storylines? You know, like what Punk said. I don't know. You guys have a discussion. What's a realization WWE needs to have that AEW just had? Later, guys.
Thank you, Jacksonville's number one.
Thank you, Guillaume. Where to start? First and foremost in my mind, I think is long-term planning and follow through. Let's say you have to write a year and a half's worth of television, stick to it, to the every little bit of minutia you plan out. But you should have overarching themes, goals, stories you want to tell on the macro level, planned out, roughly beat for beat over the span of, 6-12 months for at least your major storylines. Because far too often we see a storyline brought up, dropped, changed,
a superstar
mutated,
pushed, and then stopped immediately.
Yeah, then disappearing from TV for months on end. It's all got a very ad hoc feel, like stuff just cobbled together last minute, because seemingly a lot of times stuff is just cobbled together last minute.
Ad hoc is a great phrase.
We need more. Granted, I don't watch New Japan enough, but what I enjoy is we're walking the Wrestle Kingdom tomorrow. I don't need to know the minute details of every storyline going in. I know why this Wrestle Kingdom is important for Tetsuya Naito on several levels. Same with Jay White, because he's good. Like, there's so many just like macro storylines they've built up over the years that walking into this, I don't need to know a whole lot. I don't feel like about what's going on, what had been going on the months in advance.
Yeah.
I just know on the large scale. Why the individual matches, I know why it'd be hugely important for Tetsuya Naito to end night two with holding on those titles.
Yeah,
it'd
but,
be
okay, massive. Here's the counter to that, though. Like, it's a different, it's that's a they format it differently.
Oh, totally. I understand that.
Like, it's like I do wonder how, and here's my thing is that again, I don't know. I look at NXT as more the template as to why, because it is, it's weekly TV. And New Japan doesn't do weekly TV. Like, they have shows, like, all throughout the month.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they do things so that you can keep track because the big beats happen every couple months. If WWE did beats every couple months, they would be sunk. They would be. You can't do that because you're just treading water for ages because you have weekly TV. You have to keep compelling.
A lot of times I feel like they're treading water on a weekly basis because they don't want to
SmackDown treads water all the time
because they didn't want to jam in huge story beats on a weekly basis.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's like, okay, well with New Japan, you just don't have weekly TV.
But here's the thing too on main roster stuff is how many. I mean, granted, it doesn't happen. B level pay per views. There'd be some good matches.
Mm-hmm.
From a storyline perspective, they're largely inconsequential. A lot of them, storyline wise, feel like glorified episodes of Raw or SmackDown because we're so conditioned to view pay per views as places where stories are dramatically advanced or blown off. and that doesn't happen on a regular enough basis, or we feel like, oh, this has got to be the blow-off, and there's a rematch on Raw the night after.
Yeah.
You know?
I look at NXT, and I'm like, man, like, this is sort of how it should be done, and that's why I'm like, I really do. It would be very interesting to see if Triple H were to get his hands on main roster and Vince was out of the way and Triple H was the last word. It'd be interesting to see what that would look like. You know, I'm not sure it'd be like all that different, but I don't think it'd be
a massive sea change. I think we would probably just see some of the.
I think the payoffs would probably be a lot better.
The broader issues addressed. I don't necessarily think it would be in the minor details.
Here's my thing, because I don't know. Again, I do kind of think that the problems are a bit overblown. I think that there needs to be. I think the only realization that really needs, one of the main ones, is stop doing stuff just to spite the fans. Like, when Vince believes he's the end all be all and he knows what's best, as opposed to listening to the fans, then that's a problem.
It is a huge problem.
I'm not huge on that. Mm-mm. When he's like, oh, these people think it's terrible. Like, and just the antiquated humor. Like, I don't know. There are all sorts of different takes on the Liv Morgan Lana stuff, and I understood a lot of them. I didn't agree with a lot of them. I think that's like, I don't know. There were some that I just thought were like some takes that were just an absolute reach in terms of how heavy some people were playing that out to be. I thought it was just juvenile humor from Vince McMahon. That's a bit quite out of touch with what today.
I think history has taught us to interpret.
Sure, absolutely, stuff. Yeah, completely. But at the same time, I do think there's a lot of horrible responses to it as well. It's just, you know, and on top of that, like a lot of it's validated by the fact that Raw had its best ratings in 3 months. And the YouTube numbers, once again, were just off the charts huge. And the crowd was really into it at the time. So I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways, I just think that, I don't like when stuff is done just to spite the fans. And I think that's where, like, some, like, if you want to get to the details, some of Lana's presentation, like in terms of her droning on and on, I think is done specifically to annoy the fans.
Yeah.
I think, and it's not done in like, oh, hey, this is a good way to like get your character to be not liked. It's let's do this because it's a grating noise.
Yeah. You know? And sometimes I think Vince sees those as one and the same.
Yeah. Yeah. True. I think he does.
And that's an issue.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Next up, Cult of False Realities has a question. Let's see what he has to say.
What's going on, Stephen Larson? It's your boy, Cult of False Realities, back with another Matt Chat question. And for my Matt Chat question, we're handing out another award. Now, I know we've been doing awards for different people and different moments, shocking moments, stuff like that. But I think it's an award that we're forgetting. And I'm going to call it the Mick Foley Award. Who is the new or next Mick Foley of this generation and of the last decade? And what I mean by that is, who was someone that people that, I guess basically in the back, they didn't see as this big, huge person, but when they put him out, put him or her out there, they performed at an extreme level. When they were a heel, you know, they got the heel heat. When they were a face, people popped for them. You know, who deserves this award, and who just deserves to be seen more in this new decade? I want a female and a male talent. Too sweet, hearty handshake. Thanks, guys, and please don't make it obvious. Go out of the norm with this, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Cult of False Realities.
All right, man. So I know he said no boring answers, but I don't think there are answers that are like so out of left field. I'm gonna go with these ones. Although yours are kind of interesting. I'm interested to hear what you have to say about that. Now you're changing one. Nice. I'm gonna say Darby Allin. I think he's already kind of like getting there with AEW.
Yeah.
Like, he's the kind of guy who obviously, I mean, if you look at Foley, what did he do? He put his body on the line in a very reckless manner. It was like controlled recklessness.
Well, at some points not.
At some points not, yeah. And there was a sincerity, and he seemed genuine.
Yeah.
Foley did. And Darby Allin comes off that way as well. He seems like a genuine, even though the theatrics are all there, mm-hmm. and he's got that goth thing going for him, yeah. whatever that is. It's under all the, but he seems, there's something very genuine about that as well. It's bizarre. And the fans have really, really super connected with the guy. And so I'm going to say he's easily like another Foley type. And then here's one that's sort of out of the realm is Nyla Rose. If I were to go with a woman, I'd say because everything she does is all the crap she has to put up with. Number one, on social media, she's had a lot of ugly things thrown her way. And the fact that she still goes out there, and performs to the level that she does, I think is really fun to watch, and it's a very unique character, and I don't know. I think that the people are really behind her.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah.
So those are my answers.
When I think of Foley, I think of someone who worked a lot, recklessly or with some measure of control. Mm-hmm. Debate. More or less though, is a guy who worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. And thanks to his own work ethic, the bond he forged with the fans, and a little bit of luck, got to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tomohiro Ishii has all those things. He doesn't have that. He just hasn't had that little bit of luck to get to the very top.
I guess not. Yeah.
Because he's been like a never open weight champion. I don't even think he's won the IC belt in New Japan.
Yeah.
Dude puts on incredible matches. He doles out some good beatings, but man, he gets his butt kicked a lot.
Takes a whooping.
He's not the largest guy.
Yeah.
But man, people love him because he goes out there and he performs at a high caliber every single time.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Foley was all about. Just going out there and performing and putting his body on the line to put some smiles on the fans' faces. And I think Ishii does that. On the women's side, I got Mercedes Martinez here. She's a veteran. Again, someone who's she's done some work for WWE. Was in one of the battle royals for AEW, has yet to get a prolonged spotlight on a large platform, and I think that'd be great.
Yeah,
because she's really good.
Yeah,
she's really good.
Yeah, I agree. Good stuff.
Those are my answers. Next question from Stephen M.
Hey, friendos. With the recent wedding segments, made me think: what other like cheesy segments from the past should we bring back? Like, and what sort of match type should we bring back? Like, say, Buried Alive, and et cetera, and et cetera. Just let us know. Too good, me brother.
Thank you, Stephen M.
Thank you, Stephen M.
All right, I'm going way back.
All right.
Let's take this back to the mid-90s.
Okay.
The Huckster and the Nacho Man.
Yeah, man.
Of course, now with AEW a thing, the man formerly known as Dean Ambrose, now Jon Moxley, going from WWE to AEW. How about Jon Boxley?
Okay, sure.
Because that's one of his things. Everybody's always trying to put him in a box.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to put him in a box.
Trying to put him in a box. So John Boxley.
Okay, good.
And then I don't know, some really terrible pun for Ty Dillinger or Sean Spears' names.
Yeah. So WWE would produce these skits where they're making fun of people who,
petty.
Yeah.
Just really petty.
That's good. Maybe they'll do like a mock podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Where he's airing his grievances.
There you go.
And they're all very silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to give me $5 million, but I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
They were trying to get my own bus.
Yeah.
Prime rib every meal. I said, no.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to say, let's bring back GTV. I think, dude, we're living in a time right now when GTV has become real.
Kind of has.
And what better way? And so, like, you can make fun of it. You know, you sort of make fun of the Hogan thing. It's like,
oh, gosh,
he apologized. Not for the things he said, but getting caught. And so, like, you know, there are cameras everywhere. I think that GTV is the perfect thing to bring back. Plus, on top of that, we never figured out who it was going to be. Like, there was a rumor that it was Goldust.
That makes sense.
And now WWE can bring that back because, like, hey, Goldust is over there.
Yeah.
So we can say it's not Goldust. We can allude to it. You know, now, what better maybe gimmick change for Mojo Rawley than the guy behind GTV? You know, he's I don't know.
You want Mojo to be the mastermind of that? Huh?
Why not?
All right.
Why
fine.
Not? You know, how about this? This is what he's got, the broken mirror thing. Yeah, well, he's forcing everybody to look at themselves.
There you go.
As
There's
if through a mirror.
There's the metaphor. To show their truth selves.
Sure.
Last video question from Rich. Take it away, Rich. Oh, and Chase too.
And Chase, yeah.
Hey, friendos, the Nason Bunch here with a three-part question, because that's how we do things. Chase is first.
What's your favorite wrestler in WWE?
Who's your favorite woman's wrestler?
And if you and Larson were going to Del Taco or something to do a food review, which entrance theme would you openly blast in your car with the windows down, and if it has lyrics, you would sing along to it? Kind of a weird question, but we can't think of anything, so let us know, friendos. You get me, brother?
Thank you, Rich Nason family.
Thank you very much.
All right.
So you go first.
My favorite wrestler, Chase, is right now, probably my favorite wrestler to watch is Kevin Owens. I'm delighted they brought him up as like the top face on Raw. I think that the odds of the fans turning on him are pretty slim. I think he's really, really good. He's very relatable. And so I would say Kevin Owens is probably my favorite wrestler right now in the WWE.
I'm going to say Big E.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Wildly entertaining. Part of New Day. Great tag team. Kofi said recently that he has, Big E has, all the ingredients to be a world champion. I've been saying that for years.
Oh, yeah, man.
He's a good wrestler. Great on the mic. And hearing him talk on the New Day podcast, the sincerity, because he went into the pro wrestling field not having a passion for the industry and beforehand. But now he does.
Yeah.
You know, through doing the work from being in he said there's like, all of them say this, all members of New Day, there's nothing like being out in front of a crowd, performing, getting that response.
Yeah.
And hearing him on that show, at least once an episode, I always listen to that at the gym, at least once an episode, he says something that makes me laugh out loud in the middle of the gym. And at first I was like, oh, I can't do this. I don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine just laughing
loudly
at the gym because Big E says something wildly funny.
Nice.
Dude's just entertaining.
We have the same answer for our favorite woman in the WWE right now. It's Asuka.
Asuka, totally.
She's just absolutely terrific. Mm-hmm. I can't get enough of her. She's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Which WWE wrestler's theme would you blast on the drive to Barstow Del Taco? Man, like the only wrestling theme song that's actually on my playlist right now is Aleister Black's theme song. This is a terrific freaking song. That gets me jacked every time.
I guess it could be, you know, listening to that, you can think to yourself, no man is ever truly good.
Yeah.
No man is ever truly evil.
Yeah, true.
And that could be how you kind of feel about yourself pulling up to Del Taco to get some really good food, knowing full well it's not that good for you.
Yeah, the food is good, but it is evil.
Yeah, it's not evil. It's not good for your system probably. Anyway,
it's evil.
At first I thought Undisputed Era, because then I could be like one of them, drive around in my car listening to my theme song all the time. But then I thought, no, I want to feel good about myself going up to Del Taco.
Okay.
Knowing I'm going to put something not too good in me, even though it's delicious. I'm going to go with Shawn Michaels' theme song.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because I can pull up. I can feel great about myself. And then I can eat that food and put it back on. And whatever, you know, like self-loathing I have for eating that many calories in one sitting
well, here's the thing about
will
Del
be
Taco.
Extinguished yeah. by listening to Shawn Michaels'
They also theme. Have a very affordable menu. And so you could walk up. You could drive up, you know, knowing that you're still going to have money after you've spent your money there, and you can play the Million Dollar Man
there
themes.
You go.
Money, 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 money. Ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Give me 18 tacos. Next, we have a text question from Howdly Doodly Champ. And this question comes from him via Going In Raw League A Champ Arma. And they say, rebook the Lana Lashley wedding. They said you guys could add in more Coke spots, more lovers, and definitely more Rusev Fish. So
he wants kind of an amalgam, apparently, of the Dolph-Rusev storyline with the current one.
So this is what I'm thinking. This is what we do. Or this is maybe I'm just top of my head. So they go up there. Everything's the same. They start to do their vows. Lights go down. On the Tron, you get GTV I spoke of earlier.
Yeah.
And it is hidden cam of them having the sex. But Lashley has a hard time performing. So their immediate, there's some humiliation there. There's sex humiliation. And then the crowd's all ha ha laughing at Lashley. He feels bad because he can't perform in the bed.
And then that's been publicly exposed.
And then... And then it's just Rusev. He's in the production truck doing that. He says, oh, I put cameras in there.
So is Rusev in league with Mojo for GTV?
Yeah. Yeah. But then Mojo turns it around, and then he sees some previous sex footage of Rusev and Lana, and he can't perform any either. And it turns out that Lana...
This all sounds like Mojo trying to blackmail wrestlers with having footage yeah, and not be able to perform
it's very
sexually.
Very 2020. But then it turns out that Lana actually has radioactive insides. And so, like, any man near her, it's ironic because she's so beautiful and sexually attractive, but her radioactivity
makes men not be able to perform.
You can't do it. And then, but we've seen it all at that point. We've seen all the clothes off.
Yeah,
of everybody.
Wow.
So top that one.
I can't.
But then the one man who can is Drake Maverick. Ironically,
okay,
he's like, I'm so pent up that my pent-upness
overwhelms
the radioactivity. So the one true man for Lana is little tiny Drake Maverick.
There you go.
And she's like, well, it's small, but it works. So I'll take what I can get.
Very well.
And then Liv Morgan's in there too. We've seen it all.
It says, P.S. Settled debate in the Discord who had a better decade, Matt Hardy or Jushin Thunder Liger?
Well, Matt Hardy. Because he's, you know, he did a lot of stuff. He's broken.
I'm not familiar enough
Huge
with
deal.
What Liger did during this decade. I know he's
pretty sure he just did the same thing that we've seen the you know on shows. Like, did he win? He didn't win any titles.
I don't know. Well, he might have.
Like what, the six man
or the junior heavyweight
never title?
The junior heavyweight championship.
Think so
maybe I don't know. I'm gonna look. I mean, you'd think Matt Hardy because of the broken stuff. I guess you can make the case that the
he
highs,
was a tag team champion.
Well, the highs that Matt Hardy achieved would probably be higher than Liger's highs.
Yeah, sure.
So if you use that as your basis, then you could say, yeah.
I mean, what lows has Matt Hardy had?
I'm sure he had some pretty low lows at the beginning of the decade.
Like, Liger's been on like a 3-year retirement tour.
That's just
Matt Hardy keeps on talking about like the Lake of Reincarnation. Like, he keeps on going, man. He still looks great. Still wrestling.
All right, Liger never won. He hasn't won the junior heavyweight championship since 1999.
I'm trying to think of a negative from
Matt
Hardy.
Nitro.
Has Matt Hardy been arrested this decade? Or this past decade, rather?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't say with certainty. I know he had some. It wasn't all smooth sailing. So he left.
He has a lovely wife, lovely family. I believe all of his children are under 10, so they were all born this decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he and Rebby got married in 2013.
He played himself in a film, Pro Wrestler vs. Zombies. That's a big, big deal. Yeah, married, had their kid. Second kid, third kid. Just a killer, killer decade for Matt Hardy. Everything's gone great.
He was a TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah. He returned to his old backyard promotion, Omega.
Yeah, he's been Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's not been a great decade for Jeff Hardy necessarily, although yeah. I guess it's got a lot of ups and downs. But Matt's been
Yeah, he's had a good decade.
Pretty good decade. Jushin Liger, good decade, but how is it better than Matt Hardy's?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Just right. to give the edge to Matt Hardy, I guess.
Well, maybe Jushin Liger will win that New Japan Rumble and go out on a high note.
He's not in the New Japan Rumble. He's got a match night one and a match night two.
I really want there to be a New Japan Rumble.
Well, we're about to do our Wrestle Kingdom predictions here after this. We'll find out.
Are we? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Hit that like button.
Smash it.
Ooh.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.